Go ahead and marry her. And I'll be gone by winter. It's coming before the last leaves fall. From the towering black walnut tree, you kissed my hand, stained in tannins. But you go on and marry her. I know you'll build a house that makes her proud. And all the things that made our hearts unsure, they don't matter now. It's been so long since I saw you by the river. Said you were tired, just wanted someone to hold. You always said you thought the city of life would ruin you. Do you fear it more than being on your own? So go ahead and marry her. And I'll be gone by winter. It's coming before the last leaves fall. From the towering black walnut tree, you kissed my hand, stained in tannins.
That was Marry Her by Elsa Vasulin, Public Media's Artist of the Month. So I love that line in there about I'll be gone by winter, it's coming before the last leaves fall. Because it is fall right now, and the leaves are falling.
It is, yeah. And actually, the location where that was written was, I had the piano set up facing this giant window, and there were these big trees, and every time a wind would come, the leaves would just whoosh, would send a whole slew of them down, and they would just cascade down to the ground. So it was really neat. That was kind of, I was watching that and writing that lyric at the same time.
Well, tell me a little bit about, you know, how you got into music and how it all began.
I grew up singing. My mom was always singing to us. She has a whole bunch of children's songs, and not children's songs that she sang to us when we were children. So music was always, you know, as part of an early part of my life. And then I always loved theater. I did a lot of community theater musicals in the summer, and it was kind of my way to stay connected because we lived out in the country. We were kind of, you know, remote. We were far from the town we lived in. So I stayed involved every summer by being in community theater and going to play practice and acting and singing. And so that really, I think, developed, I guess, my voice kind of when I was younger. You know, singing has been something I love to do, but it's also been such a godsend in my life in terms of finances, because there's been, you know, all through college I played gigs, and I had other jobs in college too, but, you know, especially here in Sioux City, in nursing school, I haven't had a job, and so my music and gigging has been pretty much my sole income, and I've been able to survive.
And you don't usually think of music and making money in the same sentence.
It's true, yeah. I've been pretty fortunate in Sioux City. I feel like I've been received well, and I feel like I've gotten a lot of support from this community, so I'm really lucky. Yeah. Just this last weekend, actually, a dear friend lent me a house, a beautiful home out in the country, and it was he said, you know, it's here, and it's ready to go, and you can use it if you need a getaway to write songs and record. And so I went there. It was fall break for school, and I just brought my PA system and some food, and just kind of isolated myself in this house, and it was a just truly magical weekend for me because the setting itself just seemed really enchanting. It was a beautiful setting, lots of windows, beautiful views. There was a ravine that you could overlook from the living room, and it was just really, really wonderful, and I got to just focus on music for the whole weekend, and I didn't pay any attention to time. I'd be, like, working till 4 in the morning and, you know, get up and work some more the next morning, and it was really cool. I got a lot done, and I felt really inspirational, and it was perfect timing because I had this coming up, and now I have a couple other music things coming up, so it kind of got me into it again.
Yeah.
I felt so removed from it for a long time before that.
Was Marry Her one of the songs that you finished while you were out there?
Or no? It is, yep. It started before then, but finished out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, like, being an artist or being a writer, about how much of what we do is kind of done in isolation, and yet, you know, you want to feel connected to something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you brought that up of, you know, kind of isolating yourself to find something. You know, why did you need to do that? You know, how is that part of your writing process?
I guess the answer to that is twofold. One part is very practical, and that is that my current living situation doesn't allow for making a lot of noise. Where I live, I have to stay pretty quiet. I have roommates right now, and one of them works the night shift. So during the day, she's always sleeping. So it's just very, for that reason, I hadn't played for a while, and I was really craving it. And for me, I think the biggest part was intent, because when I used to songwrite, I was one of those songwriters of the camp where it was like, I don't force anything, I just have to let it come, and when it comes, it comes. But being in nursing school, I just really haven't allowed any room for anything to come. I kind of have an ongoing list in my phone of lyric ideas that I like, that I want to use at some point, and I have, you know, a bunch of half-finished songs. So most of them that I wrote while I was there were already sort of started, but I just needed to allow that space for them and the intent and the focus to actually let them come together.
I've been talking with Elsa Vass, Siouxland Public Media's Artist of the Month. Next week, we have another song from her called Cross My Mind. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Ellie Carson.